All right, hello music lovers. You are listening to Hidden Jams on Penguin Radio 102.3 FM, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. I'm DJ Indy, and welcome to the show. We have a really exciting show for you today. We're going to be talking about four artists. One you've maybe heard of, but I'm going to roll the dice and say the other three you probably haven't. They're some of my personal favorites at the moment, and so I'm really excited to get started on telling you guys about some new hidden jams. So to kick tonight off, oh, actually, let me tell you who we're going to be talking about so you don't have to wait for the suspense. So we have four bands, like I said. We're going to kick off today with Moby Rich, followed by Luna Luna, followed by Sam.STS. I'm not entirely sure how to say that correctly. I couldn't find any video of him saying his own name, so that's what we're going to call it today. And to finish off with maybe a not so hidden, but definitely an artist with some good hidden music, John Bellion. So I'm going to kick it off tonight by talking about Moby Rich. So this band is really cool to start things off. They're super unique, super different. That's probably what the theme for the shows today are going to be, is that they're going to be super different, super, super interesting, super cool. So that's pretty exciting if you ask me. Like I said, to start off, we're going to be talking about Moby Rich. Moby Rich is a band with two members, Maxwell Joseph and Connor Pledger. They are pretty new, I would say, to the music scene. I definitely don't know a lot of people who've heard of them. My sister actually introduced me to them. She is also a really big music fan. Like indie music specifically. So it's definitely not every day you come across a pop duo quite like them. Their song that kind of got them on the, you know, on the horizon, started getting people to know about them, is called Yoko Ono, which is a pretty cool song, which we are going to be jamming out to later. They also gained a lot of publicity. I mean, I wouldn't say a lot, but definitely a decent amount of publicity by covering Lizzo's song, Truth Hurts. If you guys know anything about Lizzo, about her music, she actually released Truth Hurts in 2017, and then it kind of didn't go anywhere, which is surprising because it is an absolute banger. But in, I think, 2019, a movie came out where it featured that song, and that song got all but a whole lot of new publicity, which is pretty cool. But we're not talking about Lizzo, we're talking about Moby Rich. They are definitely not your typical band. They like to say that the band is in equal parts with Max and Connor, and that they do everything together. Even their Instagram bio states, "We sing at the same time." And that's kind of cute. I think it's cute. They also both play guitar, and they take turns doing solos. Maxwell's originally from Atlanta, and Connor is originally from Indianapolis. And the two relocated to Los Angeles in 2015. They actually both moved there separately. They hadn't met yet, which I think is pretty cool because, like, I don't know, it's like, what are the odds that they both got there at the same time and then they start to make really cool music? But they eventually met, became best friends, and started writing music together. It's kind of interesting. I would probably describe their sound as being, like, not only super unique, but kind of euphoric. It kind of gives a different energy than probably anything you've heard before, unless this is kind of the genre you tend to lean towards, but it's definitely interesting. It's definitely unique. So, but despite their, you know, interesting euphoric sound, they are two serious musicians who have spent years songwriting, which is another thing that I think is really cool. I think hard work really does pay off, so I'm a big fan of that. One night at an open mic session at Crave Cafe in Studio City, the two were introduced by a mutual friend, and the rest is history. Since then, their hit song, like I said, was released into Yoko Ono, like I said, was released in 2017, along with two other EPs. They were titled Our First EP and Our Second EP. So quirky they are. They recently released a new song. It's their latest hit. It's called Loser. It is a modern day spin on Beck's 90s hit song with the same name. I actually hadn't heard that song, so I had to do a little research to find out about it. Just, it's pretty cool. I definitely recommend checking that out. According to an interview that I read about them, they actually bumped into Beck at a party on the very night the song was released. And they asked them about how, you know, their version of Loser is different from Beck's. And Maxwell's response to that was, not much has changed, but I think kids nowadays have great self-awareness with the internet because of the amount of information they have access to. Growing up, I felt like I was a loser. I was quirky. I didn't talk to anyone. I tried hard to be cool and like all these different things. But today, as a kid with internet, you have an alternate reality you can really dive into. Which, if there's a quote that sums up their sound and their energy, it's definitely that. So, without further ado, I'm really excited to show you guys a little bit of their music. Like I said, we're going to be listening to Yoko Ono. And yeah, so without further ado, here is Yoko Ono. Enjoy. Alright, I hope you guys enjoyed that song. It is definitely one of my favorites at the moment, and it's been for a while. It goes really hard. That song was also featured in the Netflix show Atypical. If you guys have watched that show, you maybe have, like, think it sounds familiar, and if you weren't sure where it sounded familiar for, maybe that's... Maybe you weren't sure where that sounded familiar... why that sounded familiar... Maybe that's why. Sorry that took me so long to say. It was apparently really challenging for me. okay, well, I hope you guys enjoyed hearing Moby Rich, and they are available on Apple Music, Spotify, Pandora, all your streaming services if you're interested in checking them out. We're going to take a quick little break. In case you forgot, you're listening to Hidden Jams on Penguin Radio. I'm DJ Indy, and you're listening to 102.3 FM, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. I'll see you guys in just a bit. All right, welcome back, music lovers. You are listening to Hidden Jams with DJ Indy on 102.3 FM, Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California. I am so excited for the next artist we're going to be diving into tonight. They're called Luna Luna. Not only is that like the prettiest name ever, they're also really cool, and I'm super excited to show the song that I've chosen to play for you guys with you. I'm very excited about this. Luna Luna is a band from Dallas, Texas. They have quite a few members. Kevin Gonzalez, who is their main vocalist, Daniel Muentes, who plays the guitar, Danny Boyia, who plays keys and also is backup vocals, Kaylin Martinez, who plays the drums, and Ryan Gordon, who plays the bass. According to this one article that I read about them, that they have some really similar sounds to some of what they called bedroom pop faves. I'm not entirely sure what that means. Such as Victor Internet and Los Retros. So if you have ever heard of them, or you like their music, or you like the stuff that they produce and you're curious about hearing more like them, then definitely give this band a listen. They create the soundtrack for all your indie slow dances. So if you could imagine like a very indie high school dance, this would be what was played there. So it's pretty cool learning about them, because I genuinely didn't even know all this stuff. But Texas has always been a hotbed for Latinx music talent, which is pretty cool. They have stars across a multitude of generations and genres. Texans have a distinct voice, and even your favorites like Selena, Bobby Pildo, came from the Latinx musical talent in Texas, which is really cool. People like Demi Lovato, Beyonce, who have very different sounds, but still come from that heart of Texas, that interesting music. This is like, when you think of Texas, I mean, I don't know about you, but when I think of Texas music, I think of like country music. But when I started learning more about bands and where they all came from, a surprising amount actually start in Texas, which is really interesting. And they definitely don't have a country sound or a country at all. But in more recent years in Dallas, an exciting Latinx indie scene has been forming. A lot of bands such as the Bralettes and the Sub-Sahara have emerged into kind of a cool... That was not what I meant to say. Ignore that last part. I am so sorry. I am so sorry. I just completely lost my place on my notes. Let's talk more about this band. They have remained active for a while. They formed in 2005, so they have really been playing for a long time. But in 2019, Luna Luna remained really active, really motivated, releasing a string of singles way ahead of the release of their newest EP, Carousel. This is a really cool, really cool EP. It is a heart emoji soaked follow-up to Four Lovers Only, is what an article or an interview that I read described it as. They make very much like songs you want to like slow dance to. The record continued to explore romantic ideas and songs like Running, where Kevin Gonzalez, the lead singer, is trying to lock down a relationship while the person who he's trying to lock down is avoiding commitment. And some of their other songs, such as Feelings in Me, he further builds his case very much toward just pouring emotions in such direct and sincere manner that, according to an article I read, when they talked about feelings in me. Big quote said that most boys and men would be well advised to take notes, end quote. But the song we're going to be listening to today has a little bit of a different vibe, a little bit of a different energy, and I'm pretty excited about it. Because it's, if you don't know me personally, you probably don't know that as well as indie music and small bands and stuff, my next favorite genre of music would probably be 80s music. There is something about an 80s song that makes me nostalgic for a time I wasn't even alive for. I don't know what it does, but I love 80s music. It makes me feel like I should be wearing neon and dancing. I don't know. That's just how it makes me feel. I love 80s music. So I had actually never heard the song that I'm going to play for you guys tonight until a couple weeks ago when I was just looking through songs that they had, and they had this song called 80s Tunes, and I was like, interesting, and I played it and I was like, wow, where have you been all my life? This song is so good. I'm really excited to play it for you. So without further ado, let's get into it. Hope you guys enjoyed that song. I love that song currently. It makes me feel like I am in Stranger Things at a high school dance. I don't know. It just makes me nostalgic. The music video is also really cute. So if you are going to check it out, it's very much like they're at a high school dance. They also have some really other cool stuff, really cool other music that if you are interested in jamming out to, I definitely recommend checking them out. If you're interested in a subtle but different energy from music that you hear every day. Alrighty, in just a few seconds here, we're going to take a little break. But next up on the show tonight, we are going to be talking about Sam.STS. I cannot pronounce it. Or I don't even know how he wants you to say it, so I'm just not even going to try to butcher it. But I am really excited to talk to him. I got a really fun song for y'all up next. So we'll see you back here in just a few minutes. You're listening to Hidden Jams with DJ Indy on Penguin Radio 102.3 FM, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. I'll see you all in a few. All right, welcome back, music lovers. You are still listening to Hidden Jams. I'm DJ Indy, and you're tuning in to Penguin Radio 102.3 FM, the official radio station of Dominican University of California. I am so excited to get into this next artist. This is Sam.STS. I don't know if it's Sam Street, I'm not sure, but definitely check them out if you like bands like Rex Orange County, who might be on next week's show. Can't make any promise. Not like an interview. That'd be super cool, but we might be talking about him, about them. But people describe this kid as the next Rex Orange County. He is a teenager he's 18, out of Indianapolis, Indiana, who is busy juggling his budding music career in high school. He is 18, like I said. His name is Sam Laddie, and he has released only 3 singles to date, but he's definitely going to be your next bedroom-produced obsession. His track that really got people talking was this one called Tokyo. It is his latest hypnotic track, and it illustrates exactly why the Indiana artist already stands at the top of his game with the 3 singles he's produced. Over some of the finest instruments that, like, I've heard in a long time, there's a really cool guitar riff in that song. It'll definitely pull you in instantly. He speaks on, like, you know, the high school experience, young love, captivating feelings, fashion, and his song Tokyo definitely captures an all too relatable feeling of falling head over heels for someone. It's a good song. I would check it out. It's not the song we're going to be playing tonight. I actually have a really fun song for you to listen to from him tonight. But we'll get into that in a few minutes. He focuses on themes of young love, worries about the world's perception of himself and others, and desiring to get away from the craziness of being a high schooler. You all know, everybody was in high school once. You know what it's like. He says his music is about 3 minutes of spellbinding bedroom pop inspired by indie rock. It definitely is really unique. It definitely has a cool sound. I wouldn't say it's like anything I've heard before. I feel like a lot of indie bands can kind of end up having the same feel where, like, you want to listen to it, but not if you're, like, trying to get ready for something, or if you want something that gives you a lot of energy, you might not sit down and listen to a whole bunch of indie music. But he is definitely more unique in terms of how he holds himself and his different songs. They're really cool. The song that I'm going to be playing for you tonight is actually my sister's favorite song by him. It's called Applesauce. We'll be getting into that in just a few minutes. But I would definitely check him out. The 3 singles that he's released so far are Tokyo, Applesauce, and Boy Who Cries. They're all really unique, really good. He's genuinely a really cool sound, and definitely different than anything else. The song jams really good, and I'm really excited to show it to you guys. It's pretty interesting. I read an article about him that described his style as being kind of a new genre of alt bedroom pop, which I think kind of falls into an indie category for sure, because it's definitely been harder to find artists that have a truly unique and interesting sound, and he totally does. He is a really unique talent, and he presents music that's smooth, catchy, easy to listen to, and I would describe it, like I had said before, as like a younger generation's Rex Orange County. Like, you know, maybe you would, I didn't listen to Rex Orange County when I was in high school. That was not what I was about, but I probably would have listened to this guy. And my love for Rex Orange County didn't develop till I was older, but it's, you know, the sound is really similar. I am pretty excited to get into this song, so why make you wait any longer? So without further ado, this song is called Applesauce. I hope you enjoy. I like Waka Flocka, I like Dragon Ball, I like King Krull, and I like applesauce. I like a lot of things, I think I'm pretty cool, but nothing's cooler than just being you. Myself in my room, I can't help but to smile, babe, 'cause I finally feel like myself. I ain't felt that in a while, babe. I don't know who she is, where she from. All I know is that she fine, babe. And I think I'm in love with someone that I made up in my mind, babe. Bad mama jamma, straight up out of Indiana. Got that perfect little twang when she talk. And that attitude Atlanta girl is driving me bananas. Got that perfect little swing when she walk. That girl is mighty fine, I wish that I could make her mine. I'll be waking up soon, I'm always running out of time. The girl that's in my dreams, how perfect could she be? And what are the odds that she would fall in love with me? Oh yeah. Oh, she's sweet as applesauce. Yeah, she's sweet as sugar cane. Never been an inconvenience. Spend a whole lot of time feeling decent. Hard times happen for a reason. Someone wake me up, man, I swear that I'm dreaming. A grass stains on the blue jeans. White stripes on the table in a movie. When we're dancing 45, move at full speed. Too good to be true, could have fooled me. And as I pass through the door frame, see you there, curly hair, girl, I'm so amazed. So assured that the feeling goes both ways. Could be wrong and we could go our own way. And I can't help but to see her. Little dress so the girls wanna be her. Looking fine as a wash from the bleachers. All I know is she's a bad mama jamma, straight up out of Indiana. Got that perfect little twang when she talk. And the attitude Atlanta girl is driving me bananas. Got that perfect little swing when she walk. Girl, it's mighty fun. I wish that I could make her mine. I'll be waking up soon. I'm always running out of time. The girl that's in my dreams, how perfect could she be? And what are the odds that she would fall in love with me? All right, I hope you guys enjoyed that song. I had to play a little extra for you just because I love that song. I cannot even talk about how good that song is. But yeah, I really hope you liked it. I think it's a really interesting sound. Like I had said before, I think it is a little poppy, a little more poppy than maybe I would normally gravitate towards, but it still has a really interesting, really different sound with that little rap part. and even the little intro. And altogether, sounds really great. Like, I think he has a really outstanding, really unique voice, for sure. In just a few minutes here, we're going to take another quick little break. But before we do, I figured I would give a little introduction to our next artist. I can't even express how excited I am to be talking about this artist. This is an artist that is probably a little more known. This is John Bellion. And if you don't know him, you'll definitely know some songs written by him, but we'll get into that in just a minute. He is awesome. He was the person who changed my music taste from being top 40 stuff to being a little bit different. And I'm really excited to get into talking about my experience with this artist and also just talking about some jams you might not know about. Yeah, I'm really excited. So we got to take a quick little break though. And in case you all forgot, you're listening to Hidden Jams with me, DJ Indy, on Penguin Radio 102.3 FM, the official radio station of Dominican University of California, and I will be right back. All right, welcome back, music lovers. We are going to get into some really interesting music, really cool stuff with John Bellion. But just to remind you all that you're still listening to Hidden Jams with me, DJ Indy, on 102.3 FM Penguin Radio, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. Let's get into it. So, John Bellion. I discovered John Bellion when I was in high school. I think my sophomore year, it's actually kind of a funny story. Maybe it's not. I think it kind of is that I started listening to John Bellion because this boy I had a crush on in high school used to listen to him. And I was like, we'll have something in common to talk about. Who knew that even though that didn't work out with being that boy, John Bellion would be a vital point in my music taste. He is a American singer, rapper, songwriter, and record producer. So he's accomplished a lot, you might say. He is 30 years old. He was born and raised in New York on Long Island, which you can definitely tell when you listen to his music and when he talks. He is best known for his single All Time Low, which came out in, I think, 2016 in his first album, The Human Condition. He had released four previous mixtapes, but The Human Condition was his first album, and it was released June 10th, 2016. All Time Low, you've definitely heard before on the radio. I think for a while, maybe in 2017, 2018, it was being played pretty often. He recently released his second album in 2018, Glory Sound Prep, that I actually went to the tour for at the Masonic in San Francisco, and it was the best concert I've ever been to, and I love concerts, so that is saying a lot. That show was truly spectacular. Like, I've been to festivals and I've been to concerts and stuff, and I've never truly felt like an artist like wanted to be there, you know? And it's like the gratitude that you could just see that he felt was really incredible and really powerful. And the show was awesome. Like 10, like 11 out of 10 recommend. If you have the chance or want to see him in concert, to do it. Even if you don't know him, two of my best friends and I went, and my two friends didn't really know him that well. And when we left, they were like, that was the best concert I've ever been to. So I can't vouch for the concert anymore. He had a song come out in May of 2019 that he was featured on. It's called Good Things Fall Apart. That song played on the radio a lot. So there's a good chance that you all have heard that. It is by an American EDM artist called Ilium, I think. And John provided vocals for that track. So, pretty cool. He is currently signed to Visionary Music Groups and Capitol Records. He also provided the song in 2015, Beautiful Now by Zedd. He provided the vocals for that song. So if you've heard that song before, you've probably heard him and not even known. He used to open concerts for 21 Pilots on their Emotional Roadshow tour, which is really cool. I'm also a fan of 21 Pilots, so that would have been really cool to see him and 21 Pilots. He has said on a lot of occasions that he pulls inspiration from a lot of people, such as Eminem, Pharrell Williams, Coldplay, John Mayer, Andre 3000, and Paul Simon. But his music is truly unique. Like, it's a sound that I haven't heard before, and a lot of people who listen to his music haven't heard before. I think that's what puts a lot of people off when they initially hear one of his songs. It's not one of the like bigger, more traditionally poppy songs, and they're like, this is funky. But like, sometimes you just got to embrace that and be like, oh, it's good though. Like, yeah. And he has done some really cool things with music videos. For his first, album, I guess it's more like his EP, The Definition. He had a really cool like animated series of music videos, and he did the same for The Human Condition. So, and he says that his inspiration for that is actually Pixar films, which is cool, and I didn't know that. He credits a lot of his musical success to bandmates that he actually played with in college. And if you guys check him out and really like him, he has a documentary called Beautiful Mind Documentary, which talks about the band he was in college and his love for them and his musical development and how everyone has taught him something and helped him get to where he is now, which I think is really awesome. On June 12th, he started going on his Glory Sound prep tour, and it concluded on November 12th. But something you might not know about him is even if you haven't heard of him, hadn't heard of his music, you will definitely know some songs that he has helped produce and write. He has helped produce and write a bunch of singles such as Stacy and Life Must Go On by Quinn XCI, and songs such as Liar and Shameless by Camila Cabello and Graveyard by Halsey, as well as a little more popular songs. He wrote Monster by Eminem featuring Rihanna, wrote Memories by Maroon 5, and co-wrote and co-produced Vulnerable from Selena Gomez's 2020 Rare album. And he also recently wrote Daisies by Katy Perry, which is cool because those are songs that definitely get played on the radio. And oftentimes I don't even think about those songs being written by someone other than the artist. So when you find out that it is, it's kind of cool. So the song we're going to be listening to today by John Bellion is called JT, which ironically enough stands for John Travolta. It is a funky song, but it's really cool. The lyrics are really awesome. The sound is really awesome. This was the song that he opened his concert to, so it definitely holds a little place in my heart as a good memory song. So I hope you guys are excited and you enjoy this song.
The day for 6 years seems like light years away from today. Too many coincidences and instances of God's hand, it's insane. I thought my way to greatness, I could claim this, but he gave me the brain. Can get confusing, it's amusing, but tonight we celebrate.
Lay me down, put me out, call me home, let me know I'm ready to go. Cause I was down, now I'm blown. Oh, what's reality lately? Remember dreams still. Remember dreams seem far away. We'll spend your pennies like land and part away. Now my beats make feast for holidays. Ingrates and I don't mean John Travolta.
And I don't mean John Travolta. And I don't mean John Travolta. Dancing under sunset in the mountains, just reflecting for today. Seen this in my head a million times, but to see it come to life is just insane. Champagne and orange juice, mimosas were Pulp Fiction in a way. That all can get confusing, it's amusing, but tonight...
Alrighty, I hope you guys enjoyed that little clip of that song. It's like a 5 minute long song. So if you liked what you heard, I definitely recommend go checking out the rest of it and the rest of Glory Sound Prep and The Human Condition. They're really cool. They're really unique songs. And I think that there's something that maybe is more of an acquired taste, but it's definitely worth checking out because he is one of my all-time favorites. So that brings us to the end of our show. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed. Hope you learned something. I hope you guys are going to go jam out to some of the songs that I played for you tonight later. If you are a band or a small artist who would like to be on the show, like me to play your music and have a little interview with you, please don't hesitate to reach out. You can email radio@dominican.edu with the subject Hidden Jam Show. I would love to have you on the show. I would love to interview you and get to know you. But yeah, thank you so much for joining me today. This was Hidden Jams with me, DJ Indy, on 102.3 FM Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California. I hope you guys enjoyed, and I will see you all next week. Bye.